An offshore investment firm with a checkered history in gambling projects is backing a controversial casino proposal in York County. The project has been cloaked in secrecy, but the link was revealed in a hearing by the legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee. That's an unusual move for a proposal that is set to appear before voters in November. Steve Missler has details.
If approved at the ballot box, the casino could funnel millions in profits to an assortment of interest groups: local schools, colleges, Maine's Native American tribes, veterans, and a harness racing industry that's in financial dire straits. But none of those entities testified in support of the casino campaign Wednesday. And Democratic Senator Michael Carpenter took notice.
All of the various entities that stand to literally make millions of dollars if this entity were to go, and nobody wants to touch this.
But one person spoke in support of the proposal. Dan Riley is a Portland attorney representing Bridge Capital, a high-risk investment firm based in Saipan. Over the years, Riley has lobbied for an array of clients at the Statehouse. He was hired by Bridge Capital just hours before the hearing, and this was his response to many of the committee's questions.
I just don't know.
Lawmakers have a lot of questions about the casino campaign, which has spent over $4 million just to get on the ballot, and has thus far operated well outside the realm of traditional campaigns. Lawmakers want to know if the officers of Capital 7 LLC, the firm that first brought gambling to Maine over a decade ago, are the same as Bridge Capital, whether either firm is paying Lisa Scott, the Miami woman who has exclusively financed the current ballot initiative. Riley was also asked why the campaign bills itself as supporting harness racing when the referendum does not appear to provide for construction or operation of a racetrack.
I didn't draft this, Senator, as I told you, so I can't tell you who did or exactly what the intention was.
Audible there is a lawmaker impatiently drumming a pen. But while many of the questions were left unanswered, the public hearing succeeded in revealing a significant detail. Bridge Capital is backing the casino campaign. Sean Scott, the only person the referendum would allow to build the casino, is a partner at Bridge Capital. His sister Lisa is bankrolling the campaign. Scott is also the man who first brought gambling to Maine after his campaign successfully convinced Bangor voters to approve slots at a racetrack there in 2003. Scott later obtained a racino license, but not before the Maine Harness Racing Commission accused him and his business associates of operating a web of shell companies and, quote, sloppy if not irresponsible financial management. The report also revealed Scott and his associates were involved in over 24 lawsuits over an 8-year period. The trail of litigation has followed Scott and his associates ever since he sold the Bangor facility to Penn National in 2004, netting him $51 million. That includes the seizure of a gambling facility run by Bridge Capital by the government of Laos 2 years ago. And that track record is why the Bridge Capital revelation is significant, according to Democratic Representative Louis Lucchini.
If the Bridge Capital principals are trying to get a license, I don't think there's a state in the country that would ever license them. It was questionable if they'd get licensed back in 2003.
Lucchini and other lawmakers peppered Riley during the hearing. Riley had little to say in response, and instead characterized the casino campaign as an investment opportunity for Bridge Capital.
If you're successful and your upfront money is successful, then other companies like Churchill Downs and Penn National will come in and pay a real premium on the dollar.
But the approach taken by the campaign bristled lawmakers. Republican Senator Ron Collins, who represents the county where the casino could be located, weighed in before leaving during the middle of the hearing.
Bridge Capital, I don't think, cares what's in this bill. They're going to be spending millions of dollars on advertising, and it'll be slick advertising, just like their whole approach to this was slick.
Lucchini agreed. He said the casino backers had paraded the proposal as if they cared about saving the ailing harness racing industry.
When it appears very clear that their intention is to have this shell corporation, which they can flip and sell to somebody else, which is what Mr. Scott did the first time.
But even the Maine Harness Horsemen's Association, which the casino campaign would purportedly benefit, didn't take a position Wednesday. Bob Tardy spoke on behalf of the organization. He says it had no contact with the ballot campaign, and it wasn't backing the proposal. He says the harness racing industry will find other ways to recover.
Not this pie in the sky, what might come in the future.
Lawmakers are expected to hold future work sessions on the casino bill before likely sending it to voters. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.